Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome marhaba to another episode of the series The Path of Faith in the Beautiful Month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we have discussed various different topics on various different aspects as our life relates to different values of our beautiful deen of Islam. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss test through blessings. Yes, and it is true that our blessings, sometimes they can become a test for us. It may be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to pass in these tests. Before that, let's first and foremost recite Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that there were three men among Bani Israel. One of them was a leper, one was bald, and one was blind. Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to test them. He therefore sent to them an angel who came to the leper and asked him what he would like best. And he replied, a good color, a good skin, and to be rid of what makes him loathsome to people. The angel then rubbed him and his loathsome vanished, and he was given good color and a good skin. He then asked him what type of assets he would like. The leper replied that he would like camels. He was given a pregnant she-camel. The angel invoked for Allah's blessings upon it. The angel then went to the bald man and asked him what he would like best. And he replied, he would love to have good hair and to get rid of what makes him loathsome to people. The angel ran his hand over him and he was given good hair. He then asked him what assets he would like best. He replied that he would like cattle. So he was given a pregnant cow. The angel invoked Allah's blessings on it. The angel then went to the blind man and asked him what he would like best. And the blind man replied, I wish that Allah restores my sight to me so that I may see people. Thereupon the angel ran his hand over him and Allah Azza wa Jal restored his sight. The angel then asked what assets he would like best. He replied that he would like sheep, so he was given a pregnant ewe. Flocks of herds were produced for three men, the first having a valley full of camels, the second one a valley full of cows, and the third one a valley full of sheep. Then the angel came in front of him, in front of the leper, in the form of a person who had leprosy. And he came to the one who had been a leper and said, I am a poor man and my resources have been exhausted in my journey and my only means of reaching my destination are dependent on Allah Azza wa Jal and then on you. So I ask you by him who gave you the good color, the good skin and the assets for a camel by which I may get to my destination. He replied that I have many dues to pay. The angel then said, I think I recognize you. Were you not a leper whom people found loathsome and a poor man to whom Allah Azza wa Jal gave these assets? He replied, I inherited this property, these assets through generations. You know, it all inheritance. The angel said, if you are telling a lie, may Allah return you to your former condition. The angel went to the bald man in the form of a bald man, and it was the person who was bald, and said to him the same thing as he said to the leper, that he is in difficulty, he must help him, and he asked him for a cow. So he replied that same as the leper, he said, no, I have many overheads and my expenses are too many. So he told him, perhaps I recognize you from somewhere. Were you not the same person who was bald? He said, no, I've always had good hair. And all of this, what you see, I inherited all of it. He said, then, well, if that is the case, if you are telling a lie, may Allah return you to your former condition. The angel then went to the one who had been blind and said, I am a poor traveler and my resources have been exhausted in my journey. My only means of reaching my destination are dependent on Allah and then on you. So I ask you by him who restored your eyesight for a sheep by which I may get to the end of my journey. And he replied, yes, I was blind. Allah Azza wa Jal restored my eyesight. So take what you wish and leave what you wish. I swear by Allah that I shall not argue with you today or return anything you take, as I give it for Allah's sake. The angel said, keep your assets, keep your property. You have all simply been put to a test, and Allah is pleased with you and He is displeased with both of your companions. Allahu Akbar. So yes, this is what happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test us through His blessings, and therefore it is important that we take and learn a lesson from this account that is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the three men of the previous nation. And this third man, he was generous, subhanallah. He was grateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are generous, you receive in abundance from the court of Allah azza wa jalla. Because charity does not reduce from your wealth, but it increases the wealth. Sayyidina Abu Ja'far ibn Khattab, rahimahullah ta'ala, who was the Abdal, a great saint of his time, he says that, I had at my door a beggar who was asking, was begging, and he told his wife that, do you have anything to give him? She said, yes, we have 4 eggs. So I said, all right, give him then. Now, the wife gave him 4 eggs, and he took the 4 eggs and went away. Now, after a little while, he received a basket of eggs. But the strange thing was that 30 of those eggs were okay, but 10 were broken. So he asked, how many eggs did you receive in the basket? She said that we received 30 eggs. He said, no, it doesn't make sense. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal grants 10 rewards for every good deed, subhanallah. So the reward should have been, it would have been 40 eggs and not 30. It didn't make sense. So she said, actually, there were 40. 10 of them were broken and 30 of them were sound. So the reason for that was, when she was giving the 4 eggs, 3 were okay and 1 was broken. Therefore, when it came as a return for those eggs given in charity, subhanAllah, when the reward came in return, then it came in the same form in which the charity was given. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is how Allah Azza wa Jal bestows upon those who are generous with the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Azza wa Jal has granted you wealth, help people with this wealth, and Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you even more. This hadith tells us that abundance of wealth and assets is also a trial. He alone succeeds in this trial who in the midst of his riches does not forget about Allah's grace and his own status. Always remember your humble beginnings. There are many people who forget that they passed, and they once they attain wealth, it is like they change and become a different person. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us safety and refuge from these kinds of attitudes. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. look at the three men. The two of them, they completely changed. After receiving the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they forgot about Allah's favors altogether. And they rejected it. They even told a lie about it. False sense of pride and miserliness, it provokes the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at what happened to the other two, the leper and the bald man. They earned the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas the person who was grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal's blessings and gave in charity, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the words of this angel, Allah Azza wa Jal was pleased with him. Continue to make dua for protection against the evil of greed and evil desires. Look at the example of these three men. Two of them were greedy, one was grateful. Try your level best to control your carnal desire. Spend in a controlled manner while not being miserly. There is a world of difference between being frugal and being miserly. Being frugal is actually a good thing, but being miserly, no. Trust in Allah Azza wa Jal at all times. Refrain from having prolonged hopes and desires. Yes. And remember death at all times. Always remember the manner in which the rich would have to account for every cent on the Day of Judgment. Try to become more generous. Ponder on the dangers of having excessive wealth and riches. Remember the ultimate punishment for those who lived in this world, who had immense greed for wealth and money, and what finally happened to them. Look at Qarun and his end. What happened, where his wealth took him. And sometimes it may happen, like how the angel came in the form of a leper to the person who had leprosy. He came in the form of a bald man to the man who was bald. He didn't come in the form of an angel. Sometimes Allah's men can appear in the form of a beggar. So do not shun them away, as these two people did that. Allah Azza wa Jal stated in the glorious Quran, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And do not scold a beggar. And it is mentioned in a narration that this verse was revealed about Abu Jahl. It is mentioned, Imam Mawardi rahimahullah, he has narrated that it was revealed about Abu Jahl. He was the guardian of orphans. He was given a department to look after the orphans. An orphan child came to him naked, asking him for some money for himself. So he chased him away with utter disregard. Now this child became sad. And when he was going, the elders of Quraysh told him, tell Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for you. They said that to ridicule him. But the child did not realize it, and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innocent child. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and begged him. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never drove a needy away. So he went to Abu Jahl with him, with the child. And Abu Jahl welcomed him and gave money to the orphan. The Quraysh, they made Abu Jahl ashamed and said, did you give in? He replied, no, by God, I did not. But I saw spears on his right and left. I feared that if I do not give, he will pierce them through my mouth. Allahu Akbar. This was the background of as to why this verse was revealed. Subhanallah. The second reason that is mentioned of the revelation of this verse is that once he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated, and Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala who visited him with a bunch of fruits and placed it before him. He wanted to eat it, but a beggar stood at the entrance and said, may Allah have mercy on the servants who have mercy upon us. He then commanded to give it to the beggar, but Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala disliked it, and he wished that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eats it. So he went out and brought it back from the beggar. The beggar then returned and he did the same three times, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been giving him all these times, but then he, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, who said to him, are you a beggar or a trader? This verse was then revealed. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And do not scold a beggar. Now, this beautiful narration, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he mentioned the accounts of these three men of the previous nation, what else do we learn from them? That we shouldn't forget our past. It keeps you humble. Like how these two said, no, we were always rich. This wealth, we have inherited it. We have been rich from generation. Allahu Akbar. Another lesson we learn from this is that miserliness, because they were miser with their wealth, miserliness leads to destruction. Man by nature is miser and always desirous of more money. A man had a date tree whose branches were hanging into a poor man's house, who was living there with his family. Sometimes, as this man entered his house, he would climb the tree to break some of the dates from the tree. But it used to fall into the poor man's house, and the poor man's children used to take it, because this tree was bent and it would lean in the yard of this poor man's house. So when he would try to break those dates, some dates would fall in the poor man's house. He would go all the way to the poor man's house and used to take the dates from the children. If the children picked the date to eat, the poor man's children, he used to take it by force from them. And he would then come down from the tree and take the dates from their hands. And if, let's say, if the children had eaten it, they had already put it in their mouth, he would insert his finger into their mouth and take the date out. The poor man then complained about it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, you can go. He then approached the owner of this crooked date tree and told him, give me your date tree that hangs into the poor man's house. And in exchange of that, there will be a date tree for you in paradise. The man replied that I would have given it to you, because although I have so many trees, but the dates from this tree seem to be the tastiest to me. Meaning he would have given it, but what's stopping him from giving it? Because these dates are tasty, so he's greedy for these dates. Therefore, he withheld it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man then left, and there was another man who was listening to the conversation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the owner of the crooked date tree. That man came after this, the owner of the tree departed from there. That man came who was listening to the conversation, and he approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, would you offer me the same what you had offered the man if I managed to take the tree from him? He replied, yes. And the man left and met the owner of the tree. And since both of them owned trees, he said to the owner of this crooked date tree, do you have an idea that Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted me paradise in exchange for the tree that hangs in this person's house? He responded, yes, I would have given it to you, because although I have so many trees, but the dates from this tree seem to be the tastiest to me. Same reply as he gave to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He then asked him, do you want to sell it? He said, no, unless you offer me what I demand. And I don't think you would offer me what I have in mind. He said, try me. He said, how much do you have in mind? He said, I want 40 date trees in return for this one crooked date tree. The man said, you demand too much for a bent tree. Then he paused for a little and then said, okay, I will give you 40 trees. Keep it. He said to him to testify that if he is speaking the truth. So he testified to give 40 trees in exchange for this bent tree. He stayed there for a moment. Then the man, the owner, said, there is no deal between you and I, because we haven't parted ways yet. The deal is still continuing on. The deal hasn't finalized yet. So the buyer said to him, do I not have more rights for purchasing your crooked tree for 40 date trees? The owner said, I will give it to you only on one condition. If you give me what I want, meaning the 40 date trees that you are giving me, in a single row. There must be 40 date trees, but they all must be in a single row. The man kept quiet, and after a while he said, all right, I'll give it to you all in a single row. The narrator says that he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man who purchased the bent tree, in exchange for 40 trees in a row. He said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the date tree now belongs to me and now I make you its owner. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then visited the poor man's house and said to him that the tree now belongs to you and your children. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So this miserly person, look at what an ill character he had. And even though Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered him a tree in paradise, he still wouldn't give. This is what miserliness can do to you. Allahu Akbar. Same is the case of those miserly people that I even mention in the Quran. For example, Qarun in Arabic, was a poor man from the nation of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Feeling sorry on his pitiful state, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam taught him the science of alchemy. He used it to his full potential and hoarded abundance of gold and silver. Allah Almighty states regarding his account that indeed Qarun Korah was from the people of Musa alayhi salam. He then oppressed them and we gave him so many treasures that the keys were a heavy burden for a strong group to carry. When his people said to him, do not boast, indeed Allah does not like the boastful. When the believing men advised Korah to be grateful for Allah's bounties and spend in his path by giving zakat and sadaqah so that he may attain salvation on the day of judgment, you know, and they said, ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk, and do favors to others the way Allah has favored you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. He said, I got this wealth due to a particular branch of knowledge which I possess. Instead of showing appreciation to the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, he rather bragged about how knowledgeable he was and that whatever he owned was in fact through his own knowledge alone. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam summoned Qarun to pay zakat, he refused and told people that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had the intention to snatch his belongings. He conspired against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam with a prostitute, upon which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam cursed him to be doomed. As a result of this, Allah Almighty buried Korah and his treasures deep down the earth. It's been mentioned in a narration that he and his treasures will continue to sink until the day of judgment. Allah Allah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that one day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, shall I not show you the reality of this world and what's in it? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then took my hand and continued to lead me to a dump site. At that place, at that moment, there was a skull lying on one side, the mess of people, old and torn clothes, and many pieces of bones. He then said to me, O Abu Huraira, this skull which you see, this is also someone like you who had many desires and many hopes, and today only the bones have remained. And these bones also, very soon they will crumble and become sand. They will disintegrate. And this mess of people that you see is also of different types of food which people used to acquire with great effort. But today, people stay away from it because of its foul smell, because of its stench. These torn and tattered clothes used to be stylish clothes. But today, the wind throws it from side to side. They have become rags. Those bones are the bones of those animals which these people used to ride traveling around the world. This is the reality of the world. Those who can cry about the world should cry. Therefore, we also cry. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to ponder over these aspects and inshallah Azza wa Jalla better our lives by following the wisdom of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us all blessed. except our month of Ramadan, whatever we have done, the fasting, the Taraweeh, the recitation of the Holy Quran, the good deeds, the charities. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. Faith lights the heart, removes all fear. Walk this path, Allah is near. The path of faith, the path of faith.